Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James.
And together we're arguing the toss about...
the things that really matter in games.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that gets better every time we do it.
It does. Yeah. And episode 4, we are discussing aliens versus zombies. Which would we rather have to fight off to save the universe?
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. It should be, because this is our show.
Exactly. Next week we'll pick something boring.
Like, I don't know, best...
knitting.
I was going to say best prime numbers that are found in games or something like that.
Oh, that's really boring.
Okay.
But for today, it's aliens versus zombies. Not which would win in a fight, but which we would prefer to fight in the hopes that we'd win.
Oh, okay. What do you think, Shella?
I would go with zombies.
Yeah, why?
Because aliens, if they've made it all the way to Earth, probably got evisceration technology.
Yeah.
And we'd just be doomed, frankly.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon.
That is a good point. Or, the thing is I was trying to think about this, because zombies technically are easier to fight, but there'll probably be a lot less people left alive. And the thing is, with alien technology, is we could use it against them.
Yeah, that's true.
In a sort of Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum moment.
Yes. We do have the common cold.
Yeah.
That's always
our defense. Thank you, H.G. Wells. Oh, no, that was something different, wasn't it? Right. So, in terms of zombies, what kind of zombies are we thinking about? Because obviously zombies,
because that is the important thing. It depends which kind of zombies. Because if we're thinking Romero zombies, which games don't really do.
They used to. Dead Rising is a pretty good example of that. I mean, because essentially Dead Rising, the first one, was just Dawn of the Dead, the video game, but please don't sue us. And Resident Evil had very much the kind of the traditional style of zombies as well.
The sort of pre-28 Days Later zombie.
The runners, as they're called.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I mean, we're the traditional shamblers.
See, I prefer a shambler.
Yeah, I'll...
if I was to save planet Earth, I'd prefer it to be against shambling things.
Things that go very, very slowly towards you.
And groan a lot so that you know they're coming.
So the player warns. But the good thing, of course, about being able to fight them in real life is that you can actually move and shoot at the same time. So, unlike in Resident Evil. So we do have that advantage.
That's true.
I mean, it might be a bit more complex, though, if we were fighting, like, zombies which are, like, where it's a bit more complicated, like Left 4 Dead, because obviously all the different types, like the tank and, you know, things like that, and the rushes that you get with zombies when they get, you know, when they get attracted to you, not in that way, that would just be horrible. I mean...
that would be really horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
even worse than them just rushing to kill you.
It'd be even more weird than that scene in Fahrenheit. So you know which one we're talking about. I think if it's like the shambling ones, then yeah, I'd definitely fight them over aliens any day of the week. But
I still, even if it's the quick ones.
Well, even if...
I still think aliens would have the jump on us.
Well, the weird thing is, right...
okay, let's have a look at some aliens then that...
okay.
..we reckon we could just, like, have... we could have them.
Right, okay. That we could totally have a fight.
Yeah.
Just nut them and they explode.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because we're British, aren't we? I don't know.
Well, I suppose space invaders, they're just sort of very organised, almost like... no, I won't say it because it's a bit racist. They're very organised.
Don't we go insulting those aliens, Shella. We're going to start something here.
Yeah, I know. Before we know it, we're in an alien war, and it's just because of Argy the Top.
Yeah. Well, I'd actually be quite proud of that. You know, at least we'd instigated something, at least.
Okay. Yeah. At least someone was listening, even if it was just aliens. Looking for an excuse to invade planet Earth. But, yeah, they're very organised, and so you could sort of learn their pattern.
Yeah, they're very predictable, the ones in...
Yeah.
And also, if you think about it, their spaceships die in one shot, because there's always that red one that goes over the top that you can shoot for 300 points. So,
but they seem to be never-ending. They breed a lot.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, pixelated breeding is somewhat disturbing. So, assuming they don't breed asexually, but, you know...
Yeah. But they just keep coming, don't they?
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
She's sorry if you'll excuse the pun.
Yeah, ooh, matron. And anyone in America is not going to get that reference whatsoever, but never mind. I mean...
Okay, so Space Invaders, we reckon we might have a chance.
Yeah,
those.
I reckon we would. One that we definitely... I don't know, well, we might do, actually. But it's kind of weird, because the aliens from XCOM, actually, we might have a chance, because you do defeat them in the game, you know, spoilers. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's, especially in the reboot that happened, like, a couple of years ago, you take on the alien equipment and use it to make your own weapons and armor and stuff like that. But there's a certain type of alien in XCOM that you encounter on particular missions when there are, like, hostages or survivors, that they can kill humans, and then the humans turn into zombies. So, technically, we'd be fighting both zombies and aliens at the same time.
Wow. Let's not go into that world.
Yeah, so XCOM would be a really dire situation. But the people in XCOM seem to handle it very well. So, you know, who knows? We might have a chance with them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting calls here. That might be Batman, I think. Yeah, sorry. There we go.
Space Channel 5 aliens.
Ooh, okay, good choice.
Aliens who use music to, I don't know, do something.
Did they actually invade?
or did we use music to defeat them?
Yeah. Oh, that we...
Well, you kind of have to dance them to death, don't you?
Oh, that we could definitely do.
Yeah, I reckon we could do a dance-off with some little aliens, shoop them back to wherever it was they came from.
Yeah, and, you know, and if we set up a whole load of DDR machines, it would, you know, give everyone a reason to dance, you know, so...
Yeah, we could lead them to the arcade.
Remember those?
Yes, to their doom.
Yeah, and then, you know, just get a DDR tournament going, and then the aliens are no more. Yeah, so the Space Channel 5 ones, we could definitely take on.
You could definitely do that.
I'm trying to think of any... I mean, Mass Effect. What about Mass Effect?
Mass Effect was the Geth.
Yes.
They were pretty, like, awesome.
Pretty hardcore.
Sort of, yeah, like, big, epic, kind of been around for eons and have decided that they need to wipe out humanity because we're a bit crap.
Okay, yeah, that old chestnut.
Yeah, it's never good, that.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, technically, Commander Shepard is a type of zombie from the second game onwards, so we're using a zombie to defeat aliens there. So,
if
assuming that Commander Shepard exists.
in this fictional invasion of
ours.
If
you're listening, Commander Shep, then... yeah. Whether you're male or female Shep, we don't know, but, you know, we can take a break from punching reporters and help us out. That'd be great.
Yeah. What about Half-Life aliens? I haven't played Half-Life.
Oh, no! You're going to get us into trouble, Shella.
I know.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it depends on the type of alien in Half-Life. I mean, some of them can literally be destroyed with a crowbar, so it's okay. You know, the head crabs. I think we could take the aliens from Half-Life. That'd be easy enough, I think. Okay. You know.
Aren't they really organised, though? Don't they have, like, stalking machines, like, kind of...
Yeah, but I don't know. I think, like, if someone, like, as, you know, physically inept as Gordon Freeman can help fight them off, I think we're good. I think.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not suggesting that like he's a scientist. He's not a sporty guy or like physically like strong in any way, shape or form. So I think we could take him on. I reckon we could do that. The Half-Life aliens. Yeah. Have you done?
I suppose. Like aliens, you kind of need brains rather than brawn, generally.
Yeah.
Zombies, you need to be fit and ready to punch your way through. I don't know, you know, you're beginning to sway me. But I still think you just need something with, like, some laser shooting badness, and we're doomed, really.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, which would be more fun?
Which would be more fun? I reckon, oh gosh, I don't know, would any of it be fun? I suppose if you think of it in gamer terms, zombies might be more fun, because there's like loads of them, and you can use flamethrowers and stuff.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if we're thinking about it realistically, it would be all would be pretty great.
Yeah, and also, if it was like, I mean, I know technically they weren't invented for games, but, you know, the Xenomorph, from the alien games. If they were there, I would just say everyone can just pack their bags and go home.
I know. Just pray for zombies.
Yeah, can some zombies show up and, like, turn them into zombie xenomorphs? That'd be great. I don't know, they might be even worse, actually. Oh.
Yeah,
what have I done?
It's getting worse. I don't like this episode anymore.
Yeah, I think we're both in agreement. I think zombies, really. Yes.
Yeah, I reckon we could take zombies. We just have to be organised.
Yeah.
Not get bitten.
Yeah.
Shoot anyone in the head who does get bitten. No mercy.
Yeah, and if you think about it, a lot more people have a zombie plan than an alien plan. So I think we're already a bit more prepared for it.
Yeah, there's no survival guide for aliens because we just don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah, it's like box of chocolates.
And on that, I think there's nothing more to be said,
and
really.
And on that dated cinema reference, we shall leave it there. So, yes, let us know which you would rather fight, or if there are any type of zombies or aliens we have missed out. But on that bombshell, we shall depart and say thank you very much for listening, and join us next time for some more arguing.